Yeah, let me ask you, what kind of heat did you have in the house?
Well, in that house in Old Dawn, you know, the little stucco flat I was telling you about.
Yeah.
We had a coal burning stove. It would burn wood too.
Mm-hmm.
It was made out of the blue steel, like galvanized blue steel.
Oh, yeah, like a rifle barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That little stove. Then I remember that first, the stove at school, that first school stove was a big, what we call the pot belly, big iron stove, big old thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to shovel coal in it,
mm-hmm.
the top, and then the ash fell down to the bottom, you'd scoop it out of the bottom, you know, in a little trough, and go dunk it out.
Uh-huh.
The stove that we used to cook on in Old Dawn, you don't really remember that stove. It wasn't a gas burner. It was a wood stove, too.
Mm. How did you make a fire, did you? Newspaper.
Newspaper and matches and kerosene.
That's dangerous.
Well, you know, you get to be pretty proficient in how to set your fire. You might have just blown up on you a couple of times.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, babies 2 years old now, they, 18 months wants to burn their finger. They say, hot, hot. Well, you know, you learn what's hot when you get to deal with kerosene and it blows up on you.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Did you have that happen?
Yeah.
Hard. What happens? Can blow up? Or?
Well, it's sort of like an explosion. It goes just a great bit, and it blows out on you. Now, but I knew a lot of people that had happened to and it got burned severely.
Uh-huh.
I was just lucky enough that it never really got burned real bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that galvanized stove. It would get red hot. I mean, like, you know, I still get some steel mill.
Mm-hmm.
And it would seem like the fire was going to come through the wall or the thing. It would get so hot. You know. And you learn not to get next to it.
Sure.
Or stand too close to it. And once you caught your clothes on fire. I was scalding the back of my calf and that way I got too close to it. You know, it's not real, not a terrible scar, but I remember what it's from. You know, people say, well, yes, that I backed up against the stove.
Yes,
you know?
Very distinct memory
yeah,
of that.
Very distinct memory
yeah.
of that. And I don't even get close to stoves now.
I got one either.
Then we had, in Calvert, that was this huge cooking stove, the one we cooked on. It had an oven and had five things on the top. You know, you'd lift them out and you could set your skillet in it and the heat would come up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a darn good old stove. That stove baked as well as anything gas today. Then we left after, you know, in Houston, that part of the family down, they always had a little more modern things. We had, you know, the regular gas heaters. And that was a little galvanized heater with sort of asbestos open stuff in it, and the fire would run up the side of it, and I guess it would trap the gases in it and burn them off to keep them from going out into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And that was made out, it was a galvanized type stove then. And then came the stoves with the little briquettes that went in them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we graduated with the stoves like everybody else did.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Now, air conditioning was a thing that we didn't have air conditioning until I got into high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the window water fans.
Yeah, I
had those. And then there was the little Emerson fans. And never blew directly on you. At night you'd wake up and they were blowing on the wall. Those things would